Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today are RSVP 55 Plus Volunteer Program Director Michelle Hull and RSVP's Guthrie County Coordinator Mary Porter.
So what is RSVP?
RSVP Volunteer Program, RSVP 55 Plus Volunteer Program. We are a federal grant program through the Corporation for National Community Service, which has now been rebranded as AmeriCorps. We serve individuals in the communities who want to volunteer in the nonprofit, health proprietors, education, government type entities, such as the city and the county, for helping to meet their needs through volunteer service, through volunteerism. So we have these partnerships with them that we can place the volunteers to work.
And what are some of the things that RSVP does in the communities?
So RSVP is like two sides of the coin. We work one side with the nonprofits and the education that I mentioned, where we help place volunteers to meet needs of the community. But RSVP also is an agency where if a need is out there and it's not being addressed, we may be brought to the table to help determine how that might happen and how we might address that need in serving communities, most especially the elderly within the county. And this is how we began some of our own services that we have, which is a grocery shopping program for the elderly, in-home visitation, phone friend for socially isolated, and then also an adult caregiver respite program. And actually how we got started here in Guthrie County is we had an individual living in Panora who contacted me to see how we might be able to expand those services into Guthrie County. So we did a bit of research and to see what kind of a needs there were in serving them. And so that's how we became involved with Guthrie County. I wrote a grant to expand our programming, and we were fortunate enough to receive that funding.
So kind of going back into some of those programs you do, you mentioned the grocery shopping. How do you guys do that?
The grocery shopping program is designed for the elderly and disabled who physically cannot carry the groceries from store to their table in the kitchen or get them put away. They can be out and about doing what they do every day. They just physically cannot do that piece of it. So the grocery shopping program is where a volunteer can shop for them and deliver the groceries to them, and then also provide some extra visitation if they so choose. There is no charge. Everything is in the control of the participant who needs the groceries. No cash is exchanged. We have a system in which gift cards or checks are used, and so there's a lot of checks and balances that we go through. And by the way, with all of these services, we do background check all of our volunteers.
The adult caregiver respite. Talk a little bit more about that, please.
You know, I was Googling the other day, and I came across the fact that 30% of all full-time caregivers will die before the person they're giving full-time care for. And that's basically because they can't get away to go to their doctor's appointments, see family, get a nap, they're not eating well, they're not resting. And so what we do with this program is a volunteer will come in from 2 to 4 hours, and the caregiver gets to leave or go take a nap or go out and walk around the block. We've had some of them do that, and it's a refreshing time for them so that they can be the better caregiver.
And then kind of the last program you guys were telling me that you kind of do by yourself is the phone friend or phone assurance. What do you guys do with that?
That operates like our in-home visitation program, but there may be individuals who are not comfortable having someone come into their home. They'd rather just visit over the phone. And we have found in our other counties, when they start with the phone friend, they get to know an individual, then they might feel more comfortable and are more comfortable inviting them to their home to have the one-on-one visit. But it's the same as for socially isolated individuals, the same as the in-home visitation. They may live with their family member, or they may live with a spouse or other individuals, but they just can't get out so much. They even may be caregivers who have lost their loved ones, and so over the years they have just became isolated themselves. So it's a social support for them.
And then you mentioned there were some other programs that you work together with other groups on. Errand Buddy is one of those. Can you kind of tell me a little bit about that?
Well, in our programming, we don't necessarily take anybody off of the porch. We're there for companionship, but we have partnered with Elderbridge Agency on Aging, and a lot of people in this area would know them because of Meals on Wheels. And what they do with this errand buddy is we have an individual who needs to run an errand. Maybe, and I have permission to share this, we have an individual who wants to go to another community to get her nails done and her hair done. Okay, she doesn't drive. We've matched her with an RSVP volunteer, and they have been having a good time, and she's been able to keep all of her appointments. But that's working with the Elder Bridge program.
So the errand buddies, it can be anything. It can be taking them to the grocery store if they want to go by themselves. It could be going to the doctor's office. It could be just going to the bank. Anything that you do on a daily basis for your errand.
How would someone go about becoming a volunteer with RSVP?
Well, they can give me a call, and I'm Mary Porter, so they would give me a call at my office, and my phone number is 641-431-0132, and that number again is 641-431-0132, or if they want to email me, they can email me at rsvpguthrieco@gmail.com. rsvpguthrieco@gmail.com.
So there are some other services, volunteer opportunities, other than what we have just talked about. So if just to find out what we have available in Guthrie County, please be sure and give Mary a call.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcasts tab.